Page 82. Text A. Dreaming of stardom.
Do you want to be a star? Think again. Fame used to be about having a special talent, but also about a whole lot of hard work. You had to devote your entire life to becoming what you wanted to be. Malcolm Gladwell, a Canadian journalist, has listed things that all successful people have in common. One of them is that their road to fame required 10,000 hours of hard work. That equals about 3 hours a day for 10 years. This is true of Bill Gates, for example, and the time he spent in front of a computer as a boy. The Beatles also spent that amount of time playing at clubs during the 60s. According to Malcolm Gladwell, to become a football star, you have to spend that much time practicing football. If you want to become a singer, your time will be spent between vocal classes, media training, and rehearsals. Very few young people have the persistence needed to reach their goal. Today, there are other ways of becoming famous. Simpler ways that don't require hours of hard, grueling work. You really don't have to have any talent at all to become famous. Being noticed and being seen are the key ingredients, and that can be achieved in many ways. The only question is how far you are willing to go. Reality shows is one way to go. People see programs such as Survivor and Big Brother as their chance for the world to take notice of them. Ever since The Real World aired in 1992, reality shows have become more and more popular, and this in turn means more opportunities for people to be on TV for no special reason other than showing themselves off. But how far would you go to be rich and famous? Take Jade Goody, for example. Jade was a participant on Big Brother in the UK in 2002. After the show, she stayed in the limelight by hosting television shows and launching her own perfumes. She loved the attention and understood that being in front of the camera could change her life. She continued to let the cameras document her life, even after she was thrown off Celebrity Big Brother in 2007 because of racist bullying of another competitor, who was Indian. She even went so far as to document her own death when she found out she had cancer in 2008. She died in 2009, only 27 years old. Jade Goody may not have been the nicest person, but she was a huge national celebrity. If you're on TV long enough and are a bit controversial, you will eventually become a star. Not many people are willing to document their own deaths, but some people start blogs and write controversial or mean-spirited things hoping to get attention. That is another way to go. Malcolm Gladwell may be right. To become a star may require hard work, but becoming simply famous is rather easy. Just see to it that you get on TV and do something crazy.